President Trump says the U.S. and Latin America countries are banding together to combat violent cartels as his administration looks to demonstrate it remains committed to sharpening U.S. foreign policy focus on the Western Hemisphere. At a news conference, Shield of America's special envoy, Kristi Noem, says,
"There's nothing like this happening today anywhere else in the world. And the way that we cooperate on our shared ideals of freedom and of democracy and safety and security will be a shining light to all of those who wish to be more like all of us."
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the progress of the war in Iran. Senator Ernst believes Operation Epic Fury is justified.
"I think that if we had not moved forward with this, I do believe that Iran would be targeting us, Israel, and our other partners abroad. No doubt about it. They have nefarious activities in mind, and fortunately, we've been able to cut them off at the knees."
The Iowa Republican made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. For much of the nation, daylight saving time begins this weekend.
Daylight saving time begins Sunday. The clock springs forward by 1 hour, and we all lose an hour of sleep.
"Try to get into an earlier routine of going to bed a little earlier, waking up a little earlier."
Dr. Manish Mehta with Optum Medical Group has some tips.
"Having good sleep habits. You're sleeping in a dark room. There isn't light coming in."
The Carson doctor adds,
"Making sure you're getting plenty of sunlight during the day so your body knows when to be awake and when not to."
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Strict citizen voting requirements sought by the president have stalled in the Senate. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women who are living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's license. The women, who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, claim that the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. The plaintiffs are also challenging new enforcement provisions. This is SRN News. The former coach of the Michigan Wolverines has reached a deal with prosecutors.
In Ann Arbor, former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore has accepted a deal, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device in a domestic relationship. In exchange, three more serious charges, including felony home invasion, were dropped. Ellen Michaels is Moore's attorney.
"Mr. Moore is pleased to put this behind him and move forward."
The case stemmed from a confrontation after Moore was terminated. The university said there was credible evidence the Wolverines head coach had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant. Moore was arrested when he confronted the woman in her apartment and she called 911. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. has issued a license that allows companies to do business with Venezuela's state gold mining company, Minarvin. More details at SRNNews.com.